Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. Four. No, sir. I never really studied that out.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
The 11.
11. That's ridiculous.
The 11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only
11.
Travel, I'm saying.
Hello.
And welcome to episode 211.
It's not even funny.
Your host,
that's how big they are.
Yeah.
Jimmy
yeah.
Carl Indian.
That's how big they are.
Do you know how many? It's not even funny.
It's not even 11.
My name's. It's not even funny. Do you know how many? I'm Terry Guile, and it's not even
11.
Funny. Hey, welcome everybody. It's Friday.
Have you ever listened to these guys very much? This is Negative Land.
No, I have negative.
They're
on that.
They're kind of sample heavy, but they put it together. They do the stuff live. It's crazy.
You sent me something called Dipepsi or
Dyspepsi.
Dyspepsi, yeah.
Is what it was called.
That was like back in 2007, I think.
Yeah.
MySpace
and at
days.
The time that it was released, it was a scrambled letter. It wasn't called Dyspepsi. It was just scrambled letters, but had like a Pepsi symbol on it. And the whole album was about the war between Pepsi and Coke, their advertising war,
mm-hmm.
and how it's all wasted money because they have 100% saturation of the market. I mean, who doesn't know
Pepsi
or Coke? And who doesn't know their preference? What do you prefer between Pepsi and Coke?
No Coke. You take a Pepsi. I like a Pepsi.
See, I prefer Coke. Will anything ever change your mind?
Maybe if their taste changed.
Yeah, exactly, right? So
I don't think their advertising campaign is going to make a difference.
Yeah, why do they advertise to anybody except for newborns, but they continually pump billions of dollars into the advertising market to keep their brand names
like Budweiser
in front of us, yeah. Okay. And they already have the saturated market, and so it's just wasted money when it could go to a humanitarian effort.
Right.
Is the whole point of the album, and they did a book about the whole thing, and they got into it.
Yeah, it sounds like they have a mission, kind of a
mm-hmm.
like a agenda, and they're getting
yeah.
their agenda out there and letting people know what they think, and that's cool. And do they actually have music, though?
Yeah, they do music, too. You know, they got songs on that album there was Escape from Noise. They have one or two songs, but a lot of it, you know, is this kind of abstract, experimental sample
right.
stuff. They did. the Dyspepsia, there was more songs, but it was a lot of like Michael J. Fox, Pepsi commercial
oh.
sampling and stuff like this and kind of, you know, playing on it. And they actually have done internet radio for a long time,
huh.
Doing just getting on there and talking. And stuff like that, and they would release it on disc, some of it.
So was it going out over the internet live, or were they pre-recording?
Yeah, that's what it was called, was Over the Edge.
Huh.
They would do that, and then they would have different volumes that they would release, sometimes with, like, silly little trinkets inside.
Right.
Like a little baggie of sawdust or something like that. Something
that's cool.
Bizarre.
Yeah, just something for the fans or...
Yeah, yeah.
Right on. Yeah, that you were the first person that turned me on to those guys, and I think I listened to that song that you sent me, but it was just kind of odd and weird and didn't really catch me too much, but I'll have to check them out more.
Yeah, Quinton turned me on to them.
Quinton.
Quinton.
Wonder what he's doing. I haven't talked to him for a long time.
I think
I was
he got
back
married.
In MySpace days. He found me, I think, or...
Uh-huh.
Pre-Facebook, I'm pretty sure. I haven't talked to him since I became a Facebooker.
Yeah. You think people go scouring for friends that they used to have on, like, dating sites?
I guess it's possible, but I doubt it.
Hey, I ran across you on Match.com. How are you doing these days?
Yeah.
Just like, hey, this is kind of awkward, but I'm not into guys. I'm just looking you up, man. I just saw you on here while you're looking me up.
It's like, oh, what is that one called where I think even even South Park had an episode about it. And Chat Roulette.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just see penises. If you want to go on Chat Roulette, you're just going to see some penises, I guess. I didn't go there and check it out. But
I remember, actually, this brings me back to one time you came over and I just watched a YouTube video of somebody surprising people on Chat Roulette, and he was like a killer piano player, and he would just play piano. Whoever popped up, he'd, hey, you in the sweater in the dark, and you should turn a light on, and you're typing smileys at me. And he would just go on that, and I was like, dude, you should check this out. It's this Chat Roulette thing, and I didn't know it was like dick country.
Well, I don't know
if
it was.
And you were like... You're like, I heard of that. I think it's all dick. So then I'm like, hey, check out this video.
I just found out that Dustin had been trolling on Chat Roulette.
That's funny, though.
He said, I just thought it was monkeys. There was just monkeys on there. So we talked a little bit about monkeys on yesterday's show. I had a story out of New Delhi about monkeys. And
do they have good turkey there in New Delhi?
No, but they got deli sliced ham.
Nice.
No, but this is over in India. I don't know if you knew that, where New Delhi is, but three people were arrested after trying to board a plane with an endangered monkey hidden in the underwear of one of the men.
In the underwear.
You wonder to yourself, how could you fit a monkey in your underwear?
It'd probably have to be a small monkey, right?
Yeah, security is the officials there at the Gandhi International Airport, which I think is kind of funny. They said they were attempting to board the Jet Airways flight when one of them concealed a 7-inch long loris monkey. It could have been like a schlong.
7-inch long.
It's an endangered species. And so,
where was he trying to go with it?
He was trying, they don't say. He was coming from Bangkok with a little cock monkey in his pants.
And so that was illegal. It's endangered, right? You don't want to take it out of there.
Yeah, they said the three travelers were turned over to the Wildlife and Customs Department for questioning and further investigation, and that they are arrested on violations of the Wildlife Act.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just blown away that a monkey would only be, you know, I was wondering how they could fit a monkey in his underwear, but it's about
a little larger than
the size of an average penis.
It seems like it just rip his dick off, though, in there, right? Because they're not, like, docile animals.
You might have had to, like, put him to sleep or something. Like,
maybe they did have him put to sleep. But where are you going that you're finding these endangered animals and they're just shoving them down your pants and taking off out of the country? What?
Bangkok.
Oh.
Me head for Oregon.
Monkey cock.
Monkey cock big in Oregon. They make you eat monkey cock.
Monkey cock soup.
Yep, that's a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
Talking about monkey cocks.
Monkey cock, monkey cocks.
If anybody of our listeners have any stories about monkey cocks, our guest yesterday was talking about how his grandparents had a monkey and it just like totally destroyed the relationship between him and his grandparents. Well, I had a friend of my parents had this monkey and same deal. I don't know how I didn't think of it when we were talking about that yesterday, but that monkey used to scare me to death. He would do his high-pitched screeching and whatnot. And
That's not even close, probably.
That wasn't. It was close, but not very close.
This reminds me that Adrian Bacon wanted us to talk about a future topic of could you take on an animal in a fight? And which animal could you take? So I thought this is right up that alley.
What about a badger?
No, no, you're not going to take on a badger. But I'm thinking, like, what about, could you take a penguin on if the penguin had a switchblade?
I don't think that the penguin would be able to pop the switchblade out with his fucking weird little wing arms that he has.
What if his friend sticky taped it to his arm, though?
Well, be sticky taped there, but how could he make the blade pop out?
That is true, huh?
Yeah, I think that you're...
You'd have to high-five a friend.
I'm pretty sure that if I got attacked by a penguin, I would win.
All right. What but about a... All right,
badger, no.
No. What about three geese?
Three geese?
Three geese.
Are they white geese or black geese?
Two white ones and a black one.
Because I heard that the black geese can run faster and they have bigger penises.
I've never seen a goose peni.
They're big.
Really?
Well, the black ones are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks like I got no responses from anybody when I put my little Facebook message out there saying give us some feedback, what to talk about, topics, questions, whatever. Uh-huh. Nobody gives a goddamn. Except for Adrian. Thanks for friend requesting me, by the way, there, Adrian Bacon Farrell.
Yeah, he...
I saw that picture of sour cream and bacon chips.
Yeah.
I want those.
What about the prime rib chips?
I didn't see those.
What about the duck and hoisin sauce?
Hoisin?
What about Cajun squirrel? Would you eat those?
I don't know. I've never tried the actual Cajun squirrel, but I don't know. I saw some weird hillbilly show that wasn't the one we were talking about where they were... Or no, I guess it was maybe Jackass and they went down there, or Wild Boys, and they were eating some squirrels or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Squirrel probably isn't that bad. It probably tastes like frog legs.
You think?
It tastes like chicken.
Tastes like chicken. I heard that frog legs do taste like chicken.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had frog legs?
No. Nope. Hmm. I haven't had very many exotic, I almost said erotic.
Have you ever eaten a bug even on accident?
Yeah, I've swallowed a fly. I think I've eaten 8 spiders this year so far. Just because somebody,
on average?
Yeah, somebody told me that that's what I did. So
yeah, that is the average.
That might be 9, 8, 9, but no, I've never just picked up a beetle or anything like Paul McCartney and just ate it for no reason.
I wonder if Paul McCartney eats bugs, because he's on the exotic side, right? He'd probably go, fuck it, I got 1.2 billion. I might as well just start eating bugs.
Yeah. Hey, you remember the other day when I told you I was having trouble with my my sound effects thing?
Sound effect.
Because remember, I flushed the toilet, and it was all weird.
I remember when you flushed the toilet.
And it just cut off, right in the middle of the thing.
Yeah, I thought it broke. I called the plumber. You think you could survive lost in the woods? How long?
Do I have anything, just no food or what?
I will say you have a brand new Rambo-style survival knife.
A brand new car.
A brand new Rambo-style survival knife. You got the compass on it. You got that little saw, wire saw. Probably bought about 8 matches.
I guess depending on, I don't know, what animals I encountered. Speaking of fighting animals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ran into a bear or a tiger or a cougar or something like that, your chances will probably be way less of survival.
Yeah.
But I think that I could try to survive by eating some fish or catching some fish. You know, I've watched Bear Grylls.
Yeah. And what did he grill?
He ate raw fish. He ate fish eggs. He drank his own urine.
Drank his own urine?
Yeah, because it rehydrates yourself. Whatever it takes to... You know, make it happen.
Yeah, I guess so.
How long do you think you could survive in the woods without nothing?
Man, I don't know. I'm pretty comforted these days, you know?
Yeah.
I remember a day...
Would you just give it up and die?
18. No, no. I'm just saying, you know, until I was 18 to 20, I probably spent a lot of time out in the woods, you know, and doing stuff. Well, I'd like to think that I could at least a week, depending upon the animals, like you said. And with just the Rambo knife, man, it'd be tough trying to catch some of those critters.
Plus,
you know, you'd spend the majority of your day gathering.
It also depends on the weather at the time.
Yeah.
With temperatures and whatnot. Because if it's cold, you're dead.
Yeah, if it's cold, if it's snowing, not even overnight, right? if you got all, only just a Rambo knife.
Yeah, I think that your body, you'd get hypothermia. I mean, you might live, but you'd be, after one night,
you'd be sawing your legs off with the old knife.
You could probably just snap it off because it'd be so frozen.
Yeah. Snap.
Snap, snap,
would
snap.
Would you rather have no bones or no muscles?
That's a weird question, because if you had no bones but you had muscles, you could move your muscles, but you wouldn't really be able to walk or anything. You'd just be like a blob.
Yeah.
But if you had bones...
But you'd be a flexing blob.
Yeah, but then if you had... just think, if you had skin and bones and no muscles, it seems like there'd be a lot of extra room in your skin where your muscles would be, you know?
Yeah. But you probably would your bones break easier without the muscles? You'd still have ligaments, I guess, right?
You wouldn't be able to move, though, on your own volition, because you wouldn't be able to lift anything or lift your arms up.
Either
or,
way, you're rolling down hills.
Yeah, in a wheelchair.
Yep.
Or some kind of a...
But if you were a blob, you could be slingshot back up the hill.
Is that a word?
A slingshot? How it is now.
That's the plural of slingshot.
Yep. But if you're just bones and you got slingshot up the hill, you'd probably just break.
Huh.
But if you're just the blob, you're still putting weight on your kidneys and vital organs. So,
yeah.
You know, so you'd still be in pain.
I'd probably just want to stay and lay in bed, hang out.
Yeah.
Keep the AC
on. And that'd probably
on.
Be better with the bones, because then you wouldn't be squishing on your organs.
Yeah. Hey, have you heard anybody using any of our new phrases like humid or lucky slug?
I have not.
They fell off, didn't they? They swung off.
Lucky slug.
I want to try a new one, which I extracted from a story from our crazy Floridians. The people from Florida, they're fucking crazy.
Crazy.
I think there's more crazy people there because
Are they amazing and crying?
It's shaped like an upside down boot or something. It's kind of like, I don't know.
That boot is made for walking.
It is, and that's just what this guy is going to do. This boot is made for running. Authorities in Florida said that a suspected thief told the arresting deputies that he could have outran him with his hood speed, that's in quotes, if the deputy hadn't had a taser. So do you understand what I'm saying?
Is hoof speak?
Hood speed.
Is hood speed. So you're talking about like he's in the hood?
He's living in the hood. He's raised in the hood, and he's a fast little black dude.
Uh-huh. All right.
So this guy, the cop was monitoring this Florida Power and Light building, and they recently had saw this guy on the property before. His name was Cornelius McClern, 37-year-old dude. He goes through an open door. So they go in there and confront him. He tries to run, and they tased him, and so he stopped. He said he was being greedy by going in the front door, you know, and drawing attention to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I could have totally outrun you with my hood speed if you didn't have a taser.
Well, yeah.
Hood speed.
Hmm.
You never heard that before, have you?
No, I have never heard of hood speed.
That means when you're raised in the hood, you can run fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Faster than a donut-eating cop.
You got a lot more people chasing you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're not just sitting in a car eating... donuts.
Yeah.
But this guy apparently doesn't use his hood speed too much because he'd had 53 previous felony arrests. 53 felonies.
His hood speed is a one.
Yeah, I think he's...
If he was a video game.
He's idling hood speed. They should put that into like some role-playing game
where
you're like, my hood speed's at 10.
They got that Saints Row is a big gang game.
And speaking of donut-eating cops, you know what really grinds my taint?
Well, really, other than like a nut grinder?
My bicycle seat. What really kind of pisses me off is, you know, I know that it's not safe to talk on your... Well, it's not too bad to talk on your phone, but it's definitely not safe to text while you're driving. And I know a lot of people try to do that and they
crash.
I did it today.
I probably wouldn't again.
But...
You did it.
Why is it okay for police officers to work on their laptop with one hand when they're driving down the road? I saw a cop. They got the laptops mounted right there, you know, above the console. You see?
Yeah, they shouldn't be able to use those when they're driving.
He's like talking on a cell phone, and they say, "Oh, because of the interest of the protection of the public."
No,
he's not protecting him because he's driving one handed and not paying attention to what he's doing.
Yeah.
So all you taggots out there, who thinks that the cops shouldn't be working on their laptops? They should have to keep that lid closed, I think, and keep their eyes on the road, keep their eyes on potential suspects, keep their eyes on potential people who might need their help.
Yeah.
That might be getting robbed or maybe shoved to the back of the line at DMV or whatever.
Or shot at.
Yeah, or maybe some guy could have...
Or somebody starting a fire.
He could have taken off with his hood speed and just ran right past you so fast that you didn't know what happened.
Yeah, hood speed.
Check out my hood speed.
Check out my hood speed. It makes me think of like he's got a hood on.
A hoodie?
And that makes him fast. Yeah, like he's got his hood on.
When I think of hood speed, I think of like the hood of a car with like a hood scoop.
All right. Like aerodynamic.
Yeah, because it's a fucking just... he's got a hood scoop. It's got a big motor under there. He's got speed. Hood speed. Makes no sense to me. Yeah. But. Hey, before...
So that's why you're trying to get hood speed.
Yeah, use your hood speed if you want to like go fast. Or even you can use your hood speed in a car. If you say, hey, let's go down to the store. Hood speed. And get instead of saying real quick or... Or, hey, could you run outside real quick? Run outside hood speed and get my cigarettes out of the car.
You know what mine is going to be, though, and it's not as fast for obvious reasons, but...
sack speed?
No.
Cul-de-sac speed?
I'm going to use my reservation speed.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I heard that that's at a pretty reserved pace.
Though. It is. It's not quite like hood speed.
I would expect
you... We're a little lazier about it.
I would expect you or your neighbor to use their sack speed.
It's usually because we got casino chips.
We're gonna haul
with us.
The sack speed is just short for cul-de-sac speed. Because you don't really live in a neighborhood.
Yeah, and that's where you run one way.
Do you know if any of your or most of your neighbors are like crazy? Like mentally handicapped crazy?
There's the crazy Mary across the street.
Okay, so there's a possibility that you live in a sack of nuts.
Yeah, I live in a sack of nuts. I am a sack of nut.
you're a sack of nut?
A sack of nut.
Sack of Jawea. I got a sack of Jawea. Hey, before I forget, Hans' CD player, what's in it today?
I don't know.
Well, you didn't text him?
No. I was going to assume... that it was the Richard Marx first album.
Richard Marx's first album.
You remember that song that was on there?
No. I kind of do, but I don't want to admit that I do. I'm never going to let you down. Hans is listening to... Oh, he's going death metal on us. Malevolent Creation. The album is Retribution.
Wow.
Check out Malevolent Creation. Those guys are old school and they're still going. Still got albums out, coming out.
All original members.
Yeah, I think they got their old singer back from back in the day. Yeah,
I knew that. I'm a big Malevolent Creation.
There's a guy, a friend of mine on Facebook. His name is Malevolent Crustacean.
I think he's from SpongeBob.
Yes. SpongeBob, you owe me a Coke. And then, the last few days I was listening to Devo and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Now I've gone back to what I normally listen to, and I threw on the double album of Yob's The Great Cessation to commence their tour that they're going on right now. Mm-hmm. And the thing I love about this album, I have it on CD, but the record double album has two bonus tracks. Pain Like Sugar is one of them, and that's my favorite of the two. I think the other one's called Blessed by Nothing. But, yeah, check out Yob. Go on eBay and buy their records. If you live in different states, go see them play live. They're on tour with Yob. Or they're on tour with themselves.
Yeah.
And Norska.
And random other bands joining them, right?
Random other bands. That's right.
You know what's in my junk drawer this week? And this is going to shock a lot of fans.
Because
this is going way back.
How far back?
Way.
No way.
A tan, light brown M&M. That's what's in my junk drawer. You remember those?
I thought M&M was white.
No, the M&M's. Okay. Oh, no, this is Julio Iglesias, the white or the brown M&M.
Mac Miller. So, yeah, I do. I remember a few light tan. I always expected them to taste kind of mocha, like coffee-ish.
But they did have a kind of a funkier little flavor, and I think I remember them. I mean, just thinking of them, I remember the flavor. And it seemed like they had an extra snap to them.
Really?
And I don't know why they pulled them off. It was, if it was a dye issue. But they came out with the blue one right after that, didn't they?
They had blue, they still have blue ones, though, don't they?
Yeah, I think
they're
so.
They're like the stars of the commercial and stuff now.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Fuck it. Yeah, totally threw off the whole color spectrum of the M&Ms.
They might as well be fucking Skittles. What happens when an M&M fucks a Skittle?
You get sixlets.
Nope, you have to file for a gay marriage because of rainbow. I don't even know what I'm saying. I smoked
that's
like
pretty
80,
good, though.
I smoked like 80 bowls in the last 5 minutes.
That's pretty good, though. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, because the rainbow. Yeah. That means those candies are gay.
Yeah.
But they sure do taste good. Isn't there some new Skittles of some kind?
Oh, there's always new Skittles.
There's chocolate Skittles, isn't there?
Yeah, I've seen chocolate Skittles
isn't
before.
Isn't that just a fucking M&M?
No. No. Because you think of...
Is that like
think of
Smartie from Canada?
Think of like five different flavors. Like you have like fudge and you have like milk chocolate and you have dark chocolate and you have like s'mores, right?
Right.
But then you're thinking M&Ms because that's what you would think of. But they have the texture and chewiness of a Skittle.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. So it'd be more kind of like...
I could always get tired of chewing on Skittles. My jaw gets tired.
They do hurt my jaw, too, and Starburst, too. Yeah, I can't hang with them anymore. I love the fruity table. Laffy Taffy.
Uh-huh.
I need some kind of just fruity, good, sweet liquid. That
what about those old
baby bottle tops?
Round, circle, citrus, fruity gel things?
Oh, that were kind of hard but kind of soft?
Yeah.
They're
like
sweet
chewy,
hearts?
Gooey, yeah.
Chewy sweet tarts.
No, I'm talking about their... Silver dollar sized.
Yeah, but
they came like five to a pack.
And they were kind of hard, but they were chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, weren't those sweet hearts?
I couldn't tell you what they were. I remember they were good though.
Any gum?
Don't you think it's weird, though, speaking of candy, that it took them forever? Because it was only like 10 years ago that they started coming out with different flavors of the same bar. You know, like they started doing the white chocolate version of candy bars, and then it was the dark chocolate, and then the super dark chocolate.
They got white Kit Kats now.
Yeah, and so, I mean, doesn't it seem like it took them forever to come up with that?
I did, yeah, I did. I like the white. I used to really be hooked on the white Hershey's white chocolate cookies and cream bars that come in the chrome wrapper. I don't know if they still got them or not, but they were pretty cool back when I worked at Cunty Coach.
Yeah. I always liked the cookies and cream Twix. Those went out about 95.
I don't even think I've ever tasted one.
I just remember they had them at our snack bar in school. And I burnt myself out on them.
Because you ate them every day?
Yeah. They were that good.
My wife goes through stages where she eats stuff every day for like a month or two, and then she switches. Right now, she's on Cracker Jacks. She's all
cracked.
She's cracked out. And I have a fucking complaint that will resound behind Jim Louder when he joined us on our show of how you would actually agreed to pay extra. I'd pay $1.79 for the little box of Cracker Jacks if I just knew that it had a good prize.
Yeah, those.
You know what the prizes are?
It pisses me off to see the prizes in there.
Have you eaten them lately?
Yeah.
The prizes are always the same. It's a piece of paper that you fold in half. Sometimes it's a talking Thomas Jefferson.
Sometimes it's young and old Thomas Jefferson.
Sometimes it's a talking bull, a cow. And you fold it a certain way, and then you squeeze it together, and its mouth opens, and then you say moo. And it's fucking stupid. But, yeah, she's eating a lot of Cracker Jacks. Before that, it was Nutty Bars. You like Nutty Bars?
Oh, yeah. I love Nutty Bars.
She went through a Little Debbie's phase, which the Little Debbie's cinnamon roll, the big cinnamon roll.
Uh-huh.
Mmm, those were good. She just goes through these, and I just kind of stick to what I always stick to. It's just like eating about 8 or 9 spiders in a year. She doesn't like the spiders. I did hear a story about it.
I'm only digging paydays again lately. I used to not like...
Those are...
I love paydays, but I mean, I didn't eat them for a long time.
These things are nutty.
They are nutty, but it's like a payday every day.
Yeah, but don't you wish you could, like, take it to the bank and cash it?
Well, if I wanted to do that, I'd buy 100 grand.
What if you got a payday and 100 grand? And you'd just be feeling rich. Biatch.
I wouldn't be that much more than 100 grand, though.
I'd just buy a Snickers and sit there and laugh at you.
Yeah, I would probably pay my rent and then have 100 grand left over then.
You'd have two candy bars was what you'd have. You'd have one that was a bunch of nuts, looked like a turd. The other would be two pieces of a little crispy rice thing. And you'd think that you had a $100, $100,000 payday.
Yeah.
But really, wow. I'd be sitting there snickering at you, saying, you ain't got shit. Now, some of them peanut butter Snickers come in two pieces.
I had a Snickers today, and it was satisfying.
Yeah, but does it come in two pieces?
No.
Have you seen those?
Yes.
That's gay.
The peanut butter ones?
Yes.
Have you had them?
Yes. I kind of like them. Right. They're, yeah, they're like, eh.
Remember the PB Max, though?
I used to kind of think I like those.
They were huge, man. They were stuffed with peanut butter.
I think I liked those.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it.
It was just a big slab of peanut butter with chocolate, dipped in chocolate, wasn't it?
Probably. I wonder how they got the peanut butter to stay formed.
Probably freeze it, right?
I did have another cheese peanut butter toasted bread sandwich.
Oh, you remade your concoction?
I did, because we had some of that. But
you gotta. You should post that recipe on.
It's got to be Velveeta, though.
Oh, yeah?
I made an omelet last night, first time, long time.
Really? Are you an egg fan?
Not huge, but there were eggs, and there were some ham and cheese, so I made a ham and cheese omelet.
Not on.
Yeah.
That sounds good, but I have no cheese. What would be a good substitution for cheese in an omelet?
You got any avocados?
No.
Do you have any tomatoes?
Oh, I got a tomato of the tomatoes.
I thought.
That would be good. You're right.
Tomato omelet.
Yeah, that would be good. I might have one of those tonight.
All right.
I have some strange, they're ripe and they're green and striped tomatoes.
Fried green striped tomatoes. How about that?
I don't know.
You got any big spiders around?
Yes.
You could put about 7 or 8 of those in there and then you wouldn't have to eat any more for the rest of the day. Yeah, I remember that spider we caught in your garage a few years ago with flames. That fucking thing was huge.
Yeah, I caught like 5 of those that year.
Like, it was too tall of a spider even to crawl underneath your couch.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And your couch had the regular legs on it that are little short, stubby legs.
It didn't even fit in a half-pint jar.
It was just, I think the couch leg in your junk drawer from last week is actually from that couch. But
yeah, I have that spider in my junk drawer, speaking of which.
So some people get mad when you kill spiders because they're like, oh, they help the environment and they...
No, I come across, you know, because I do get flies in my house, so whether or not I should just let coexist with them.
Well, check this out.
The big ones. Yeah.
This was just on Tuesday. The Texas Department of Transportation had to halt production on construction of a $15 million underpass. I mean, this is a big deal, right? They're paying all these people. Everybody stops. So
yeah, one day costs them thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars.
Because they're digging this thing and they... Like, you know, they're excavating the ground to put in this overpass and all the cement and stuff. And
they're on a tight schedule.
They find this 6-foot deep cave where there was this super rare spider. Let's see. It's called... It has no eyes. It's a spider with no eyes. Have you ever heard of that? It's a Breaking Bad cave mesh weaver. Breaking, like B-R, not like... Break dancing, but Bracken. Maybe it's Bracken. No C though. Bracken, like Kraken.
Okay, like Brock. Like no. Like,
Brack.
Yeah, Brack.
Brocken.
Are you a big fan of Brack?
I don't know what bric-a-brac.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
Okay, Brocken, Bat Cave Meshwater Spider, and it was living in a 6-foot deep cave of the Meridian where they were digging out the stuff. Uh-huh. So, this spider has not been found. Documented for over 3 decades. 30 years they haven't found one of these. They thought it was extinct.
There was just one in there?
Just one. But it was enough to halt this $15 million construction project. It's on indefinite hold while officials work to reevaluate their construction plans. Like, I don't know if they're afraid to take it out of there. He can't see him because he has no eyes. he doesn't see them taking him out of there anytime soon.
Well, you just use like a cherry picker, right?
Seeing in America.
How big is it again?
It didn't say how big it was. It just said that he has no eyes. So I think in Brazil they call him Stevie Wonderecatus. No, I just but no, it doesn't say anything about his size. It just says State Highway 151. They halted their construction for an environmental consultant to come in after they discovered the spider living in a 6-foot deep cave in the Meridian where the crews have been working. Doesn't say anything about its size.
It's got to be big, otherwise he would go, holy shit, look at that spider.
It's got no eyes.
Nobody's seen it for 30 years.
Shh, be quiet. If we just be quiet, he can't see us. He can hear us. They failed to mention that he has 18 ears.
Have you ever seen the Brack show?
What's
Adult Swim.
I guess not.
It's from Space Ghost kind of a thing.
I might have, but if I did, I watched it in the middle, like, because I sometimes flip through Adult Swim at night.
Oh, man, you got to check out some Brack.
I will.
He's a funny-looking thing. Oh, and what you got to really do is there's a few rapping episodes.
And there's Brack?
There's this mechanical warrior, death warrior, not a death warrior, but a death machine warrior. Living next door, and his name is Thunder Cleese. And he'll rap about being Thunder Cleese.
So the show's just called Brack?
The Brack Show.
Oh, the Brack Show.
Yeah, it's goofier than I'll Get Out.
I'll check it out. I wanna.
What about Aiden Clean Clone High? You ever check that out?
At the Clean Clone High.
Clone High.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Say it again, I can't hear you.
Oh, the Clone High?
I don't know what that is. Is that another cartoon?
Yeah. I think we talked about it a while ago.
Oh, yeah, but I still never seen
it. Yeah, with the Abe Lincoln and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Reminder, fans, of going to watch that.
Go check it out. Adult Swim, you guys owe us big time. Fucking fags.
They owe us hearing syphilis cures.
Yeah, I think Jack Black owes me for some doctor bills.
What'd Jack Black do to you?
He fucked me in the ear pussy with no protection, and now I have hearing aids.
Man, that sucks.
I know. It was at the schnitzer. And that's funny because it's my schnitz.
Hey-oh.
If it's in there, it's fucking fair
game. It's
your
ear schnitz.
You ate my schnitzel. Dude, I can't believe you ate my schnitzel. Well, it was in there. It's fucking fair game. I heard those guys on one of our competition podcasts that kicked ass. I think I might have mentioned it, but they did some live songs on the air. What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty awesome. Hey, you guys, Jack and Kyle, if you want to come on our show, you're more than welcome. I'd even pay for your bus ticket.
Yeah, we'll pay for your bus ticket, and you can talk about your bus trip here.
Did you know that he has two kids now, Jack Black does?
Oh, really? Did he name them... Kyle and Gas?
No. As a matter of fact, Kyle was complaining, saying that he's never even been to Jack's house to eat dinner or anything.
What? That cannot be true.
I think that's what Jack said. He's all, what? That cannot be true. I think that was exactly what he said, actually. No, I don't know if it is or not. But
okay, so...
Sometimes when famous people are on interview shows, they say stuff that's not true to just kind of, you know, what I'm saying.
Throw out the mystery.
Right.
You want to call J-Rad?
Hey, I could do that. Hopefully it's not too late for him.
Have you talked to him since last week?
I have never talked to him. No, I talked to him on the air that day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't.
Is there anything you'd like to talk to him about today?
I did talk to Pat Wambacher, and he said that he's talked to him and that he's going to be hanging out with him. Was there a Raiders game on Monday or something?
Yeah.
I think they got together to watch some football.
Head on.
But don't quote me on that, because I'm still talking shit.
Still talking, Pete.
Oh, yeah, by the way, do your friends from work, do they listen to the TagCast podcast? Your friends that love Mac Miller?
No, I gave one a card today, but I don't think anybody really
Well, I was just going to say, because if they did, if they don't, then I'll just tell the people who are listening, if you know who Mac Miller is, these kids think he's some awesome rapper. Well, I burnt some CDs for Dustin to give him. It's Eazy-E and N.W.A.
That's right, bitches.
That's
I'm going to
old school.
I'm opening up some schooling on these boys.
Right.
You know, and I'm all trying to. I was asking about Falling Down. I was asking about another movie, and I was like, man, I just don't have time. I'm going to have to hire people to teach these kids about pop culture the last 20 years.
So you're telling me they've never heard of Falling Down?
No.
That's fucking stupid.
He knew Flavor Flav, but he don't know no Public Enemy.
Okay, well, they're going to be knowing some Eazy-E here pretty soon.
Here's a big pop quiz. 3 seconds you got to answer.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay, quiz for Terry.
Song, Anthrax, Public Enemy.
Bring the noise!
All right, very nice.
That was less than a second.
Yeah, it was.
Ding, 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 ding.
It took me about 10 today before. Well, no, it took me about 3 minutes before I thought of it today.
Yeah, well, I heard from a coworker of yours that will go unnamed that you were, failed to. Actually, I think I heard it from you, so you know who it is. You failed to know Dokken.
Yeah.
Metal Points.
I outed myself before you could out me.
Oh, man. I don't think that that's really that metal, Dokken.
I never really went Dokken ways.
Well.
I never really went that Dok.
Here's what I got to say. Dokken doesn't rhyme with metal. It rhymes with rockin'. Rock is not metal. Rock is wisdom. Wisdom is power. Power is knowledge. And music is the best. All right, we're going to go. Sorry, as I wax poetic and got deep on everybody.
Wow.
I'm going to call.
I didn't know if you were reading that off your phone. That was all smooth and poetic.
No, I'm reading it off my head. That was right out of the back of my head. Now, it might be a close fence.
Are you going to ask him?
We'll just chit-chat with him and apologize for hanging up last time.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, that sounds good.
But he won't be able to hear you very well. I think it's either too late or too early. There's a really fine cutoff line with this boy. He's like, well, I was working late. Well, I had to work early, so I went to bed. Dude, do you have any time between work late and get up early?
Yeah. I was shitting.
Here's me in an empty room.
Hi, this is Jared. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
That's a lot of reverb. Hey, nice way to stay to form for our show. It's TagCast Podcast calling. Say hi, Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
Hi. It's TagCast Podcast Day. I'll give it out. It's about 8:30 p.m. right now. Where are you?
Where is
If you
Jared?
Call us back within an hour, you might get to be on the show. Maybe not, though. So why aren't you? Dude, you're not even talking back. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hey, all right,
Jared.
I'm here.
Every day.
Is this Jared?
We're going to call you every day.
Hello, Jared.
Okay. Hey, how'd the Raiders do? Hey, tell Pat I said hi.
Jared,
hey.
I thought you watched the game.
Hey, you got any gum? Hey.
Yeah, I got some gum.
Hey, you got any guns? All right, Jared, call me back later. You're semi-homosexual. Bye.
Did you say a homeless sexual?
He's semi-homosexual.
I thought you said homeless sexual. What would be a homeless sexual?
I call that a hobosexual. That's a gay homeless person. What song is that?
I don't know. It almost started to turn into Samson and Son. That's it.
Oh, man.
Did you used to watch Night Court back in the day?
No, a little bit, but I didn't get into it. John
Yakov Smirnoff. How big of an influence was Yakov Smirnoff on your comedy writing?
Probably about 1% as to the fact that sometimes I do jokes about yakking off. I try to stay away from the masturbation.
Do you picture his beard, though, when you say that, when you say it?
I pick his beard.
Do you picture him when you say yakking off?
I found a piece of chicken in his beard when I was picking it the other day. No, but that's funny that you should mention that. I don't know if any of our listeners listen to our other cast, the Zappa cast, but we were talking about pajama people and how Dustin wondered if they pictured Frank Zappa while they're
having
sex.
He
said no. It's of course Alice Cooper.
Yeah, that was awesome. Because I totally forgot about that moment on the cast.
And then you would say, "Oh, you better watch out, or you'll have $1 billion babies."
Yeah.
Hi-yo.
That was pretty cool.
It's Friday. Before I forget, celebrity birthdays, and we actually do, not lying this time, have a couple friends' birthdays.
Sweet.
Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist. I don't know if he's still in the band. Maybe he's the only one left. Maybe this is the guy that died. Dead celebrity?
Steve King?
Steve Gaines.
Steve Gaines. I'm thinking of Ed King.
Ed King. Steve Gaines, I think, did die. Maybe.
If you think of Steve King or Ed King...
And Steve Gaines.
And Steve Gaines. And you actually get Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Oh, wow. So he would have been like 63 or something today, but I think he is the one that passed away in the plane crash where Lynyrd Skynyrd ran out of gas.
It happened to him twice, right?
They died twice?
No, on two different incidences, they had different members die in planes.
I don't know about that, but I do know that they did run out of fuel. Could you imagine running out of gas? I can't see a gas station for miles.
You know what happens right after you run out of gas in an airplane? They play the Sanford and Son. How's that go? Yeah, that happens right after they run out of gas. Do you think it went down at an angle or straight down when you run out of gas?
They're like, hey, I think we're running out of gas, brah.
Does it go straight down or does
He's
it
like,
kinda...
it's okay. Ronnie said... Cause I'm as free as a bird now, but my bird ran out of gas. Oh, too soon.
And they were from Gaines, Steve Gainesville.
Hey, that's where they lived, in his town, in his ville. Also, another dead rocker would have been 1 year older, Amy Winehouse.
Wow.
Birthday. Dead.
She's got a lot of wine in that house. You know what I'm saying?
I think she would be like 29 today. She died at 27, and then she turned 28, and now she's turning 29.
You know what's ironic about that is she named her kid Sanford.
Sanford Winehouse?
That's a good name.
She didn't have no kids.
I think that would be a good name, though, Sanford Winehouse.
She was too drunk to hold down a pregnancy.
Anybody that names their kid Sanford Winehouse and out in Taggartland, you will get a special day named after you.
If I was going to have another kid, I would name him Sanford Winehouse Guile.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Hey. No, hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you got any kids in a womb?
You got any Sanford?
Name them Sanford Winehouse Amy. And, okay, so that's the only dead celebrities, but we do got our good buddy, resident bouncer, comic, and occasional stand-up comedian at open mic night, Kronk. We like to call him Kronk. We'll call him Jason today because that's his actual name, but he's immortalized on a Mendoza shirt because he's a good friend with those guys.
Nice.
So he's from Eugene, and also Gary Hutchings' girlfriend, Melissa.
Hey, happy birthday, Melissa.
Happy birthday, Melissa. You have a song named after you by the Almond Brothers bands.
Melissa.
And former guitarist of Somewhat Envious and Plague of Hatred, Angie Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to all three of you Eugenians. Hope you're listening out there. Kudos to you for another year. You're still breathing.
So, can you tell me...
I can. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Of the Allman Brothers, all right.
Dwayne's dead.
Dwayne's dead, but he was the slide master guru.
No, dude, he wasn't that good at the slide because that's how he crashed on his motorcycle.
Oh.
But that's serious.
No, but he was like considered slide master.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then his brother was Greg.
Yep.
And what was Greg known for being badass at?
He was known for being the drug dealer in that movie called Rush with...
Okay, I never watched that, but I know what movie you're talking
Jennifer
about.
Jennifer Jason Leigh. Just kidding. But yeah, that's all true. I think he was just known for some vocals and keyboards.
Oh, he played keyboards? Pretty
sure.
He was their other guitarist.
Dickie Betts,
okay, I knew he was in there somewhere. And
then later they got...
Was he like a... was he like super rhythm guitar?
I think they did dueling leads as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And,
but he wasn't so slidey.
There was another guy who, Warren Hayes, who has a solo album out now.
Hey, was that the guy from Government Mule?
Yeah.
All right.
For sure. And then there's another guy that Hans was listening to recently, Derek Trucks.
Uh-huh. Derek Trucks Band.
Yep. And those are all Allman Brother affiliates.
Oh, I thought Derek Trucks was really young.
Well, he is, but he's in the Allman Brothers now.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
All right. And
now,
so,
I don't know who really took Dwayne's place when he died. I know that they had two or three. I know Dickie Betts was in there with Dwayne Allman.
That's what I was going to ask is, like,
and
where's
as far
the
as I know,
point, because I know radio stuff, but where's the definitive point radio hits-wise where the before and after Dwayne?
Well, you know that song that goes, deener new, like every, deener new. Thought I was born a traveling man. Deener new. Trying to make a living and doing
that was after?
That was with. No, that was Dwayne. Pretty sure. And then, like, I don't really know what are the.
When did he die?
It was like 72.
All right.
Right after they made, with Eric Clapton, he did Derek and the Dominoes.
Ah.
He was in that.
See, that's funny, too, because I don't know. I mean, Eric Clapton was in like 300 bands, and I don't know the timeline of those. Was Derek and the Dominoes first?
No, Derek and the Dominoes was in between. He did Blind Faith with Steve mm-hmm. Winwood and Ginger Baker on drums, and then he did Cream with Ginger Baker.
What?
And Jack Bruce. And then Cream was like 3 albums, 3 years, something like that. Then they broke up. He did some solo albums, Eric Clapton. And then Derek and the Dominoes was a record to kind of say it's not Eric Clapton and Dwayne Allman. It's, what are we going to call it? Oh, Derek, not Eric. Derek and the Dominoes. So, and that was Layla. I think they only had one album, but it had some other hits on it.
And so then, but Yardbirds as well before all that, right?
Oh, yeah, and that was before Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds, I believe. Yeah, and Jeff Beck was also in there. But yeah, and then after that, he was pretty much just Eric Clapton, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was always
after
Eric Clapton.
Derek and the Dominoes. He might have been in some one-off side projects, but... So Dwayne Allman died shortly after the Derek and the Dominoes sessions, and I'm sure that some of the radio hits of the Allman Brothers are probably post Dwayne, but I don't know the specifics. Hans, send me a text message on Friday today and tell me.
Yeah, hit us up next week. Call us in.
What are some
post
Dwayne Allman hits?
Yeah.
Besides the Greg Allman hit. Lord, I'm no angel. I'm no stranger to your
man. I always thought that was the best song, a Bruce Springsteen song ever.
Yeah.
But it's not?
Nope, that's Greg Allman.
Wow.
That's his solo stuff.
He is no angel.
Yep, I wasn't born to run.
Brother. How did Dwayne Allman die?
Motorcycle crash, seriously.
Oh, you just told me.
Slide guitar. Slide motorcycle. His motorcycle slid out.
Oh.
He was going too fast, I think.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I don't know that much about those guys.
Me neither, except that like to jam on.
Yeah, I like it, you know. I mean, every time it's like, oh, that's one of their songs. It's like, it's a really good song. It jams and it's grooving, you know. You can kind of twist your head about 360 degrees to it if you want.
And twist your head about.
Yep.
I like twisting my head about, but, you know, lately, I don't know if it's because of my pillow or if it's because of my mattress, but I have had a sore neck for, like, fucking a long time.
Get a new pillow.
I got one of those Tempur-Pedic ones. It seems
maybe those aren't good for you personally.
I guess not. Something, or I just...
Maybe you think your head's too high, too low? Maybe what can be... Is it's like a memory foam thing, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's memory foaming, but what happens is you're a toss and turner, so the
Tina
memory
Turner.
Foam just kind of, you know, isn't to your head.
Tina Turner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've tried no pillow. I've tried, and we just got a 4-inch Tempur-Pedic mattress topper,
uh-huh.
which seems a little better on my back, but I don't know if I'm just getting old or people say that it's 80% your bed. And if you want to have good sleep and have a nice back, you want to spend $800 or $900 on a bed. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because, I mean, but you do spend a good portion of your time in your bed.
A third of your life.
Yeah.
And I lay around on my bed a lot, like looking and reading, looking at my Kindle. It's easier than using my laptop in the bed. I can surf the web on my Kindle.
You seen the new Kindles that they have?
I heard about them. I didn't get to see them firsthand, but I saw an advertisement. I've heard
they've seen them on the front page.
So mine is a 7-inch screen. I think these are 8.9.
Yeah. They got a few different models now.
And it's got the 4G or 3G. Mine does not have that.
But I think you got to pay an upfront yearly fee.
Yeah, and there's a difference of almost $100 or more between the 3G and the 4G. Do you know the difference between 3G and 4G besides one?
I don't think you're probably going to make a big of difference in Brownsville or here.
Nah.
No, I don't think there'd be that much of a difference. But that's not, most of the time, if you're at home near a Wi-Fi signal, you're not going to be using either one of those anyway.
Right, it's just going to use your Wi-Fi from your,
Yeah, so it's just cellular connection, but it may be faster data speeds if you can get a connection.
Right. Sometimes you can. That's a sucky thing.
Yeah. If that tower is a 4G tower.
Well, shit, I think we might be to the end of Friday's episode, aren't we? Just about?
Friday's episode.
We want you guys to go out and party tonight.
Friday's episode.
Let's see. Tonight is the 14th. I don't know what you should go. You should actually rest up tonight and get ready for the live podcast taping, which is happening tomorrow.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, you guys. You can be on the internet, maybe do a station ID. I hope Dave listens.
Yeah, that's right.
Dodge Truck from Facebook, my pirate buddy, he's probably going to be down there, and maybe he'll say, this is Dodge Truck, and you're listening to the TagCast podcast.
We'll also be if you want to sponsor an episode, you know, you can give us $5, and we'll just hook you up right there.
Yeah, and like you could spend it on beer, or if you have an extra $5, say hey, I'll give you some exposure for say an internet business or even a local business, or if you just want to have your band plugged or say you got a new CD coming out or some shows coming up. We plug the shows.
Who has a new CD coming out?
Who does?
Cascade Rye.
Who dat?
Cascade Rye.
St. Louis Al. Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
That's good. They've been playing a bunch of shows and those guys are great. You should go check out Cascade Rye.
I reserved my copy of a CD the other day.
You Indian.
I know.
Hey, could I make a reservation for a CD?
I did make a reservation for a CD.
How you make reservation for
CD? They're selling 100 signed limited edition ones.
Excellent.
And then they're going to use that to fund their larger purchase for the mass. So, you know, you want to get in early for the 100 signed ones.
That way you can sell it on eBay later.
Yeah. That's some good stuff. I was checking out some YouTube videos.
Fill up your PayPal.
That's super fan Jared.
So if you buy it and then it's worth more money, you sell it on eBay, the money goes into your PayPal, and then you can go to TagCast Podcast and click on donate and give the money to us.
Boom!
Just the profit. You can keep your you can keep your principal.
Tag.
Yeah. You've been tagged. Give us some money, send it your way, and we're gonna try real hard not to delete Monday's episode.
Yeah.
So come and visit us back on Monday, you guys. You got Wednesday, you got Thursday, you got Fridays today, 3 days in a row, you got 2 days to rest. And then the
Zappacast on Sunday, though.
That's right, don't miss that. We should talk about that more on Monday.
All right.
Because we kind of neglected it. So thanks, you guys, for listening.
Yes, thank you.
You make our day.
And you make me rock on.
And you put the X in sex. This is a Paul Stanley episode, I guess. Hey, kids, don't listen to Kiss unless it's pre-1978. Okay? Please, just do yourself a favor now.
Is a taco, but he won't put up a fight.
Dude, I got in a huge fight with a taco the other night.
Oh, whoa.
And then the pizza showed up, and then fucking cyanide and sausage.
Wow, dude, you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah. Me and Floyd have been in talks about Zappa.
Right on.
So, hey, Floyd.
Yeah.
Thanks for the music, buddy. Hey, we'll see all you taggots on Monday.
Yeah, rock on.
Well, we won't see you, but you'll hear us.
Stevie Wonder won't see you either.
And the endangered spider either. Hey, rock on and metal and metal and...
Rock on and metal.
Hey, all you taggets, are you ready for your lineup for the next few weeks of entertainment? I'm sure you are. You want to go out and do something, right? Well, this Saturday night at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's Comedy Showcase number 3 with your headliner, Chris Castles. We got Andy Bradwin, Mac Chase, Jesse Priest, and myself and Dustin Gatchel will be hosting the show. That starts at 9:30. It's 21 and over, and it's a free show. Bring some change, though, to throw in the tip jar, because us comedians are hungry. September 20th, we got Serge Tankian, who is the singer of System of a Down, and our buddies in 30 Pound Test will be opening the show at the Rosen Theater.
Why do you leave the keys upon the table?
Because you wanted to. And so if you want to get tickets, if you wanted to, you should call up the Rowe Brothers, Zach or Jason, hit them up on Facebook. It'll save you like 11 or 12 bucks instead of getting it from Safeway. Screw those guys. September 23rd, homecoming show for Yob and Norska, who are on tour right now. They'll be playing a Sunday night at the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene with a local band called Dirt Clawed Fight, who recently got back together. Love those guys. Go check them out. It should be $5. Those shows are usually free, but they have a suggested donation for the touring band. So go check out Yob and Norska on September 23rd. Unless you're at Sickness in September, which is the 21st through the 23rd up in Portland at the Red Room out on 82nd. 3 days of metal, I think like 30 or 40 bands or something. You can get a 3-day pass for $20, or it's $10 a day. Friday starts at 3:30. I know that's early, but there's lots of metal to be metaled. So the next days are at 2 o'clock, even earlier on Saturday and Sunday. It includes bands like Drosera, Dead in the Ditch, and Spawn on day one. Day two, Truculence and Otis all the way from Nevada. Day three, Hyborian Rage and Echoic will be playing, along with like 12 other bands, so go check that out. And if you're not doing that, Saturday night in Salem at the Triangle Inn, September 22nd, our friend Jesse Priest and former guest of the show is doing his Comedy is Free at the Triangle. It's number 15 for them, so they're going strong for a few years. They got Danny Feltz from the Spicy News coming down, Iris Gorman, John Washington, Jesse will be hosting the show, and your headliner will be Sean Jordan, who's been on Doug Loves Movies. He's done Helium a lot. That's why his voice is so high. And then November 11th, down the road a bit, Napalm Death. Any death metal fans or grindcore fans, go check that out at the Hawthorne Theater. We're working on some stuff for that, but we'll see what transpires. Either way, I'll be down there. Go check that out. And I think that's it for now.
I got a show.
Give me something.
September 25th, don't go see Mac Miller. The tickets are $75.
All right. Yeah, don't do that. And it's like a weeknight or something. So, Mac Miller, hey, thanks for listening, and go do something.
Hello, this is
Gary Murphy
from
Gary Murphy.
Amazon.com has some amazing deals, and you can help support the TagCast podcast by going to their site, TagCastPodcast.com. And click on your Amazon link on the top of their page.
TagCastPodcast.com.